Together, they work very tirelessly to create the best burger in the entire world, according to them. But what did they forget? They are white people. So the burger didn't have flavor.
Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. My name is Brianna.
And my name's Maddie, and my pronouns are they, them.
And today, can you believe it? Maddie has not seen Casablanca. Gasp!
Gasp!
Aw! And whoa! And so, but that is actually fortuitous for us, because now Maddie is going to take the title Casablanca and tell us the entire plot of the movie, knowing only that it is called Casablanca.
Yes. Yeah. We are just really shaving down our references. Because we've done episodes in the past where you have photos or information of any kind. And we don't this time.
This is bare bones guessing, man.
Yep. Okay. Casablanca. Okay. So maybe it's actually Casablanca, which would be White House.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it was just poorly translated, and it was supposed to be White Castle.
Oh.
In which case, this is the story of how a romance between two people turned into a very popular chain that we still enjoy today called White Castle.
Tell us more.
Okay, well, what happened was, this woman was on a quest to find the most perfect cheeseburger in the entire world. And this man was on the quest to make the most perfect cheeseburger in the world.
Wow.
Their paths crossed when they were both doing research at various fast food chains, and they kept having meet cutes at random burger joints all across the nation. Finally, she walks up to him and she's like, "Haha, this is funny. We keep bumping into each other. Why are you also at all these places? Definitely not stalking me at all." And he was like, "No, I'm not. I'm stalking burger ingredients, burger recipes, flavor." And she's like, "I'm stalking those too." So they decide to work together. And she knows what she wants in a perfect burger. And he needs to make one. So together, they work very tirelessly to create the best burger in the entire world, according to them. But what did they forget? They are white people. So the burger didn't have flavor. And they realized once they started selling it that the number one complaint was that it had just next to no flavor. And they thought, well, this is our perfect recipe. We cannot top this. So what they did instead was say, you know what? This is the perfect burger in our opinion. We have to stay true to our creative vision and not change our recipe. But what we will do is make it tiny, so at least we have a gimmick. So they said, "We'll just make them tiny, sell them in little, you know, little packs of four if you go to the restaurant, and we'll also sometimes put cheese on them if you request it." And what they also did was find their flavor together romantically.
Aww.
The relationship was all the flavor that they needed, and they fell in love. And that is the story of the burger joint White Castle.
I love that. So wrong, but so right, actually, in the sense that it made me happy, and that is good.
Yeah, I'm very curious because I literally don't know a single thing about Casablanca. But
you might, because I might say, hey, you should watch this sometime, because it's definitely nothing like what you said.
All right. Well, darn. I did make myself hungry, and I had a good time. So thank you for presenting me with that.
Of course. And thank you for that wonderful explanation. And if you out there liked the true story of Casablanca, please give us a rating that you think is fair. And then do come back tomorrow, because we will be here, and we hope you are as well. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.